All right, go ahead and call this Tuesday, May 15th, public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners to order. I want to thank the Crowell community, in particular, Ms. McCullough and the staff for allowing us to be here tonight. So thank you all, and thank everybody for coming out. If you would all please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, and then Commissioner Tishnell will give the invocation.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You'd all bow with me. Precious and loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we just come to you today thanking you for this beautiful day that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for being here this evening, and we would ask that everything that's said and done here would be pleasing to you. As we go through this meeting, just continue to give us the wisdom that we need and guide and direct us. And Lord, we'll continue to praise you and glorify you and give you all the glory. All this we do in your precious holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. Mr. Nall, are there any additions, deletions, corrections, public agenda?
No, sir.
Hearing none, we have a motion to accept the agenda.
So moved.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and second, agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes emailed in advance. Are there any questions, deletions, corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve minutes.
Motion to approve minutes.
We have a motion, we have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Minutes are approved by mutual consent. First item on the meeting agenda is a proclamation for National Foster Care Month. Is there anybody from Social Services here? Can you come up, please? We do have, are there any foster parents here? National Foster Care Month proclamation for May of 2018. Whereas by proclamation, the President of the United States of America, May has been declared as Foster Care Month. As such, we reflect on the role that foster parents play in meeting the needs of many youth in care in Garrett County. Whereas there are approximately 70 children currently in foster care in Garrett County, with this number increasing. Whereas all young people in foster care need a meaningful connection to a caring adult who becomes a supportive, accepting, and lasting presence in their lives. And whereas the Garrett County Department of Social Services is committed to recruiting and retaining dedicated individuals who are willing to open their hearts and homes to foster love in our community. Now, therefore, we, the Board of Garrett County Commissioners, recognize the importance and significance of Garrett County foster parents and their impact on our local children, and proclaim May 2018 as Garrett County Foster Care Month in Garrett County, and urge our citizens to commend this observance. Signed by Commissioner Seinball, Tishnell, and myself. I want to thank you all for what you do every day. Balance out, make us look a little better.
You can.
Let's move over a little so Larry can get it. Does anybody want to say anything?
Thank you for
the thank you for what you do.
He's going to glare off his head, they won't be able to see.
Ready? One, two, three. I'll get you. Here one more. One, two, three. Okay.
I do need more numbers. It's requiring six. Sorry.
I use my fingers. Sorry.
So you won't be at the dinner too?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. You guys are coming, right?
First.
It's on our cap. Yeah,
yep. I have RSVPs for you. Yeah. Okay.
You
want to get
any?
Nope.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See you, Jim.
Oh, definitely very important. Paul. Totally understand. Thank you.
My wife told me. Means that's what's going on. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right, next up on the public agenda is Garrett County Purchasing Department. Mr. Nall filling in for Mr. Bowers. What do you got for us?
Yes, sir. This is bid number 180405, the Alverton Community Center LED sign. There's two bids received. Western Maryland Sign Services for $18,183 and Kenny Signs for $24,343. After reviewing the bids and based upon feedback from the Albertson Community Association, the purchasing department is recommending that all bids be rejected at this time. And the association will be adding some specifications to and options to another bid, which will be rebid at a later date.
All right. Any questions? Hearing none, do I have a motion to reject all bids for number 18-0405, the Appleton Community Center LED sign?
So moved.
We have a motion. We have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next up, we have a proclamation. Pam?
Area Agency on Aging.
Thank you. So this is a proclamation from Governor Hogan. State of Maryland proclamation from the Governor of the State of Maryland, Older Marylanders Month, May of 2018. Maryland includes more than a million older adults who enrich and enhance the vibrancy of our state and its local communities. And whereas older Maryland adults have served and continue to serve the communities and those who reside there, and whereas Maryland is and has been committed to engaging with and supporting older adults, their families, and caregivers, and whereas Marylanders acknowledge the importance for people of any age to engage in activities that promote physical, mental, and emotional well-being, and whereas Maryland can and will enrich the lives of individuals of older adults by promoting home and community-based services that support independent living and providing opportunities for them to work, volunteer, learn, lead, and mentor. Now, therefore, I, Lawrence J. Hogan, Jr., Governor of the State of Maryland, do hereby proclaim May 2018 as Older Marylanders Month in Maryland and urge every Maryland resident to take time during this month to recognize older adults and the people who serve them as vital parts of our community. And since I'm flanked by two older Marylanders, I'll hand this off.
We knew that was coming.
We sort of knew that was going to happen.
Absolutely.
You guys are, the commissioner's support of aging programs and aging services is key to supporting our older Americans here in Garrett County. I don't think that we could have the wonderful services and programs and things that we offer aging populations here in the county without your support and continuing. It's amazing. We do terrific work together, that's for sure.
Thank you,
you all do a great job with
yes,
this.
Yes, you do.
And,
yeah.
Should we even have him in the picture?
Right? It's a possibility, yeah.
Thank you.
Are you finished?
No.
One more.
It's a backup plan.
The newspaper's always slower than
I know.
It doesn't get any better looking than that. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, just a couple announcements before we go to public comment and questions. I do want to announce our next publicly scheduled meeting. It will be Monday, June the 4th at the CARC, Garrett College. The public meeting is at 4 o'clock, and that will be followed at 5 by the public presentation of the FY 2019 budget. That will be in room 932. That will also be on the website if you're interested and need a reminder of that room number. And I'm sure Renee will have the paper as well. So that is Monday, June 4th, 4 o'clock public meeting. 5 o'clock is the budget presentation at the CARC at Garrett College in room 932. So that... that's all we have for our public meeting. The point of us coming out outside of Oakland to the communities is to be able to engage with residents in different communities, such as Crowland. As said at the beginning, thank you very much for coming out. Our next public meeting, and we'll do one of these every month now for the next 4 or 5 months. And, of course, we'll be in McHenry next week or next month. And then after that, we'll be in Bloomington, and we go around from there. So we try to hit 4 or 5 different communities as we go. Before we go to public question and comment, I do want to introduce our long-awaited new economic development director, Michael Huff. So he is now on board, second day in the job. He still hasn't left yet, so we're doing pretty well. It's early, so we do want to welcome Mike aboard, and I don't know, Mike, you want to say anything? Just totally put you on the spot.
Yeah, just glad to be here, and I think it's awful nice for the commissioners to come out and get outside of Oakland and visit these communities, so thank you guys.
Thank you.
Okay, does anybody have any questions or comments? Don't everybody all talk at once? Yes, sir.
I would like to see the commissioner's office open up to the public and explain to them exactly what maintenance of effort means, because I think the public assumes that when you say maintenance of effort for funding for education means whatever you gave last year is what you're going to give this year, when actually it means there's a very small number that the state says you have to pay this per student for education. And that's what maintenance of effort means, that we are doing the absolute minimum that the state will let us get by with. We aren't willing to spend a penny more for K-12 education than the absolute minimum, because when we throw the word maintenance of effort out there, the public doesn't understand that you're not doing any extra. And it's not just your guys' office, it's been going on for years. I would just like to see it clarified for the public so they know what maintenance of effort actually means.
Thank you. One thing, and you're right in what you say, to clarify, one thing about maintenance of effort is there's something that changed 2 years ago or 3 years ago called escalator clause, which for us, it increases maintenance of effort every year. You're right, it is the lowest amount that you have to pay, but that number in any measure, whether it be total dollar or per student, increases.
But with the student population decreasing, but not geographically beneficial to the Board of Ed, that the total number goes down, even if the individual number goes up.
And the other thing we've done as a board that no other board has ever done, to my knowledge, we have participated in something called one-time non-recurring costs. So we've worked with the Board of Education to identify things. It's almost like like the capital plan. Capital projects don't factor into maintenance effort. It's a standalone category. There's three categories for public school funding. One is the general fund, which maintenance of effort factors into. One is called one-time non-recurring costs, which are exactly what that sounds like. And then one is capital. One-time non-recurring costs are similar to capital in that they're supposed to be things that you buy one time and you don't have. So notebooks, pens, paper is not one-time non-recurring because you have to buy those every year. But maybe a vehicle for the maintenance department, or maybe we actually factored textbooks in when we bought the math and English textbooks. We factored in because hopefully that's not something you have to buy again, at least for a long time. So we've been able to funnel more money to public school system through that, which no one in our seats, to my knowledge, has ever done before. And I got to give a lot of credit to Matthew Paul on that, to really sit down and work on that piece of it. But your point is well taken. I appreciate the comment. Anyone else?
So, Paul, clarify capital. What is capital?
Capital is going to be your school renovations. Capital is going to be school construction. Capital is going to be, and it doesn't have to be wholesale renovations. It could be HVAC, upgrades, anything of that nature. I know right now, the four capital projects that the school board requested for the upcoming fiscal year was the refurbishing of Southern High School's front, the Southern Middle School new entrance and office suite area, Southern High School fire alarm replacement system, and the Southern High School gym HVAC unit and metal shop unit. Any other questions or comments? Yes, ma'am.
A couple weeks on the news, there was a refusal to pay $230,000 for the school board. Can you tell us what that was asked for that you refused?
There was no specific request. It was just for additional money.
Well, there was a request for $236,000.
There was, right. There was a request for the money.
Yes.
There was no, indication of it will be used for A, B, or C. Greg. I'm sorry.
Yeah, is somebody else?
Yes.
I'll go and then you can mark. So a few years ago, school pensions were pushed to the counties, about 50%. Is the state looking to push any more of those pension costs to the local governments to fund? Because I know that was a large chunk and was very controversial at the time under O'Malley.
Not that I know of in that regard, but those costs are still there.
It's a lot to absorb, I know.
Yes. That's a good question, an excellent point. And, you know, right now the big thing, we had a meeting about this earlier, the state is also mandating, for lack of a better term, they haven't necessarily said exactly what it looks like and they haven't put strict boxes on it. But obviously school safety, rightfully so, is getting a lot of attention right now with the school shootings and whatnot that have taken place over the last several years now, but it seems more frequent in the last maybe two or three. So now they're saying you have to have a safety plan in place that's approved by the locals that then is sent to the state and has to be approved by the state. And a big piece of that is school resource officers. It is not mandated that there has to be a school resource officer in every school yet, but I think you're going to see that the direction that we're going to go. The big question is, does that fall in the sheriff's department budget or the school board budget? And there is some money right now that's supposed to be reoccurring set aside for that, but that number starts to decrease. There's a big upfront balloon payment, and then it shakes out. We have no idea how that will be given out, if it's if any of it's competitive or if it's formula grant related or what. We don't know if for Garrett County, I think the question right now is, does that mean we have to hire two more school resource officers, four more school resource officers, what that looks like specifically. You can also use, we do know that some of that money we think can be used for plant, so safety doors, glass, that type of stuff, some of those items. But so that's another big expense. Each school resource officer that's hired, whether it comes through the school board or the sheriff's department or whoever it comes from, is how much upfront cost?
About $125,000.
$125,000 a piece, because you have to get in the academy. And the challenge we're finding with that too is there's not an academy every day, so you have to get them into the academy when they're scheduled, get them through. It's about 3 months,
six
I think,
months.
6 months. So even right now, it's supposed to start September 1, and you can see the challenge we have with that right now. If we'd hire them all right now, would they have 6 months to get through and get on? It's there's a lot that needs to get fleshed out with that. But that's another major challenge coming to us.
I think, Reagan, to your point, one of our concerns is the state may initially put up the money to hire those people, but over time they may phase it out and transfer that back to the county and make it our responsibility to pay.
Mark, you had a comment.
I just had an announcement. I just didn't want to take up time
for
everybody else. I just want to let everybody know this is an election year and voter registration closes on June 5th. I've got registration forms for anybody who's not registered. You can also register online at rockthevote.com, or you can go to the Board of Elections office. So the primary election is going to be on Tuesday, June 26th, but you have to be registered to vote.
Early voting starts June 14th.
Thank you.
Early and often. Yeah.
Any other questions or comments? All right. Well, if there aren't any, once again, the next meeting is Monday, June the 4th. That'll also be the budget hearing. And we appreciate you guys coming out. And as always, if there's questions or comments after the meeting, you can always email or call any of us at any time. So thank you all. We have a motion adjourned. Thank you again, Ms. McCauley, for allowing us to use your school.